Hey everyone, I am so excited to be back for episode 3 of my podcast, and today I'm really pumped about what we're going to be talking about. It is going to stem off of our last conversation regarding birth charts, but today we're getting a little bit more specific. I had someone call in, a listener call in, and ask a question about her sun and moon signs, and I thought it would be a great opportunity to share her question with all of you, and then to kind of see how astrology applies to specific people. I had read her birth chart a while back, and she had mentioned that she was feeling a little bit out of balance, and I will actually share her call-in in just a few minutes, but there's a few things that I wanted to address before I did that. So I keep saying and emphasizing this birth chart, and I'm doing this because I want you all to understand the difference between a birth chart and just a plain horoscope. The birth chart reading really does individualize it. So it gives you specifics of who you are. And what's kind of cool is it actually teaches the idea that there really is a unique individuality to every person. So what the birth chart outlines for one person may be the exact opposite for another person. And that is what's so neat about it, is it really does celebrate uniqueness and individuality and doing your own thing. Because in reality, we all are so different, and we all have different things that speak to us and things that make us happy and things we do to feel comforted. And all of that can be shown in a birth chart. So the other thing I wanted to talk about too is the idea behind the astrology that I practice. So I practice what is called evolutionary astrology. And evolutionary astrology is kind of neat because they call it the astrology of free will. And it's based off of the idea that we live many lifetimes, and some people may not resonate with that, but it basically comes down to the idea that we come to this earth to learn certain things. And so when we talk about different planets and different ways that things play a role in your chart, it really reflects what you came here to learn in certain capacities. And the sun and moon are very huge in a birth chart. Those are two of the biggest three things. Everything really does play a role, but your sun sign, your moon sign, and what's called your rising sign, all are very important. And I do plan on doing specific podcasts to go over each of those more in depth. But generally speaking, your sun celebrates who you are. It's what you came to this life to learn. And then your moon is what your heart came here to learn. There's an astrologer that I really love. His name is Stephen Forrest, and he always says the sun, or following the sun will give you sanity. Following your moon will give you happiness. And so I'm going to go ahead and play the Tara's call-in, and then we're going to talk about it.
Hey, Brittany, it's Tara Milo here. I have a question for you about moon signs, because I think you've told me that my moon sign is Sagittarius, and Sagittarius loves to travel and have adventures and just kind of always changing. And I feel like my moon sign is just ruling my life right now. And I'm a Scorpio. I love being a Scorpio. So how can I get back to being a little more Scorpio and just having a better balance? Not that I don't like being a Sagittarius moon, but I just want to have a little more balance. So how can I balance my Scorpio or my sun sign and my moon sign? Thank you.
All right. So as you can hear, Tara mentioned that she is a Sagittarius moon, Scorpio sun, and she's feeling a little bit out of a balance. And so, you know, the trick to really any happiness or your sanity, as I mentioned in that quote, is to find the balance. And part of being in balance to me is sometimes becoming out of balance. So for some reason, there's a reason that you decided to be drawn more towards your Sagittarius side. And so as she mentioned in her call-in, Sagittarius is really a sign about travel and experiences. And when you look at it, not so much at a surface level, but more at the deeper idea behind Sagittarius, you're looking at a need to find purpose and meaning. And so if you think about the things that give you purpose in your life, or that teach you the meaning of life, and so a lot of times people find that through travel. They find it through religion or spirituality. They find it through education. Those are all huge things that Sagittarius rules. And so, Tara, I'd be willing to bet that at some point you were so caught up in the Scorpio side of yourself, which I'll talk a little bit about in a second, that you kind of needed to take a break. Scorpio has this very intense quality to it. It's very much a in your head kind of sign. It's very complex. You're living a lot of things out in your head, not so much out in real life, but you're feeling a lot in your head. You're taking in a lot of things around you. It's a very perceptive sign. And so at some point you got so held up in your head that you kind of needed to release. And I'd be also willing to bet that at some point too, you were feeling a little disconnected from your overall purpose in your life. And so what happens when you get so far on one side is we go and we reach for that other side. You're feeling unhappy. You go towards that thing that is calling to you, which is going to be your moon sign. Your moon sign really does speak to what gives you comfort, where you retreat to. It's where you feel your best. And with the Sagittarius moon, you're feeling your best when things aren't so heavy. When you have a chance to go and explore and get everything you possibly can, every experience you can possibly get, when you can start really having those in your life. And so in regards to Scorpio, as I mentioned, Scorpio is a very complex sign. It's intense. A lot of times when we deal with the Scorpio sun, we are looking at what you came to do in this life and what you came to learn. And what you came to learn in this life is how to deal with heavy topics. Scorpio is very much the taboo sign. And what I mean by taboo is it really talks about or speaks to those things that other people don't want to address. It's those things like death and hard conversations, you know, the things that people have all going on in their lives but don't want to talk about. And so Scorpio kind of came to this earth to remind you that these things exist and remind you as a person who's experiencing a Scorpio sun that you're here to help other people remember the hard things, but remember it's happening to everybody. You are kind of like this person that gets to be very real, and you get to be that comfort because so many people are looking for relationships where they feel like they can be authentic and can really vent and somebody who gets them. And what's kind of nice about Scorpio is people are automatically drawn to you for that. They know that they can tell you something and you're just going to get it, even if you've never spoken about it or if you've never even talked about something going on in your life. They feel okay talking to you about it because you have this this air about you that can address it. So Tara, with some of this information, I want to ask you, what do you think was going on that made you kind of withdraw from living that more inner life to going to that more outer life? Sagittarius is a fire sign and it's a little bit more action based, and it's almost to me a great sign to have if you're looking to escape or you're just looking for a way to let off steam. So is there something going on in your life that you're having a hard time addressing? Is there something happening that is weighing heavy on you and you're not exactly sure how you want to deal with it or how best to deal with it just yet? And so you're kind of misplacing that energy in being drawn to travel and being drawn to having new experiences. And there's a lot of excitement behind that. When you're living out your moon, you're very happy and there's a lot of excitement. But again, to keep your sanity, you have to incorporate that sun sign stuff. So you have this unique talent, as I mentioned, where you are drawing these experiences to you that are going to allow you to be able to have real conversations and understand the beauty of really feeling life. And what I mean by that is by experiencing some of maybe the harder things that could be going on in life. And you get to find a way to move through them and help other people by having your voice and by reminding people that you know exactly how they're feeling. And so in a way to kind of balance these two out, keep doing what you're doing with the Sagittarius sun. Because like I said, the Scorpio-ness is intense and it can be a lot to deal with. So the closer you get to kind of working your way through what's heavy on your mind, I think the more in balance you're going to be feeling and the more you can enjoy the more positive signs of Scorpio, like being able to share your story. And if I remember correctly, your sign falls in your fifth house, which, again, listeners, we will go over what that means at some point, but it is, that location in your chart is actually very much geared towards creativity I keep using the word excitement. That's not the word I want to use right now, but it's about living life, childlike play. You need to find a way to incorporate that more in your life too. But hopefully this gives you some guidance on how to maybe get more in balance. A great thing that would be helpful for you might be to journal. You know, what's on your mind? What are you not addressing right now in your life that you could be addressing to help release some of that stress or help take some of that weight off of your shoulders? And then two, make sure you keep doing those things that speak to the Sagittarius moon. Find new adventures, find things that excite you. And hopefully between the two of those, you can find some balance. I hope all of you guys got some cool information out of this. Again, I do look forward to going over everything more in depth, but it's kind of really cool to see everything brought to life and to see how it relates to somebody. And Tara, I would love to hear your thoughts and see if this kind of gave you some guidance. If you guys are not following me yet on social media, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Britt Cochran. That's Britt Cochran, Cochran. Until next time, bye friends.